Do you want to know something crazy? And it's honestly pretty hard to perceive, especially if you're young like me, is that 2021 you will make 2025 you. And I'm sure you've heard something like that before. You know, what's your five-year plan? You know, habits now will make you in the future. And it's true. It honestly is true. I mean, think about, you know, 2016, 2017 you. What did you dedicate yourself to back then that you're still doing now or may have ended recently within the past year, you know, 8, 12, 16, 18 months that has benefited you to this day? Think about it. It could have, like, I started investing in 2019 early and now it's, you know, early 2021, almost 2 years now. And I could say that's benefited me. That's made 2021 me, and all the investing I do in 2021 is going to compound and grow and make 2025 me. You see where I'm getting at here? All the workouts and habits that I'm building now will make my 2025 workouts and habits. All the work I do now, all the networking I do now will make my business life in 2025. Now it's crazy to think, right? 4 years. You know, oh, 4 years is so long. Like, what's going to happen? So much could happen. 2025? Like, yeah, we're closer to 2025 than we are, yeah, to 2016. And that's crazy because it seems like 2016 was yesterday. A lot of people my age cherish 2016 too. Like, that was the year, you know? That was like what we call the good old days now. 2016. But yeah, seriously, 2021 you makes 2025 you. What can you implement and start doing now? Or what can you upgrade about your habits now? What habits can you get rid of and change now that will make 2025 you? I'll tell you now what I want 2025 me to be. What am I going to be? See, I turned 20 this year in 2021. So what? I'll be 24-ish? 24? 25? Who knows? I'm gonna be like 24 or 23, something like that, which seems very old. But I want that age me, I wanna be living in Dallas. I want to own way more stock and I want to break into real estate. I want to have my own business and I want to get really good at sales. I want to have a top performing podcast. I wanna be a published author. I want to have a well-performed YouTube channel. I want to have a presence on social media. I want to have run 100 miles without stopping. I want to have biked 500 miles without stopping. I wanna be able to swim whatever the Olympic swim distance is for like a triathlon. I wanna do an Olympic triathlon. I wanna be able to lift a lot heavier weights. Okay, there's those goals. Now, what do I need to do now in order to build that? Well, I need to start swimming. I need to start biking more. I need to start running. I need to start doing better recovery. I need to start lifting and learning new lifts. I need to get a gym membership in order to do that because a home gym can only take you so far. Oh, I want to live in Dallas. I need money for that. I want to buy a place in Dallas. I need money for that. In order to get that money, I need to get better at sales. In order to get better at sales, I need to have a better social media presence because that's where the sales will come from. It's all a process. These little habits all coincide. Just like yesterday's episode was talking about, fitness at home improves your work life. About being committed, right? What can you do? Start answering that in your own head. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do the rest of this year that is going to make the badass motherfucker, the badass, crazy, disciplined, insane person that you know you can be? On one of my home screens, because you know on Apple now, like we have widgets. I wrote this a couple months back. I wrote disciplined, badass motherfucker because I read that all the time now because it's always there. And it just makes me think, I'm a disciplined, badass motherfucker. What are you going to do? Think about that one goal. When you're always like, I want to do this in the future. Well, you can't just do this in the future. You know what I mean? You can't just own a house in the future. You got to have the money. You got to have the knowledge. You got to know who to work with to fix up the house. You got to know who to work with to sell the house, to buy the house. You got to figure out what the hell taxes are. Like, there's so much you got to do, and you won't have it all figured out at first. It'll take time, and you're going to fail, and you're going to make mistakes, and that's how it works. But wouldn't you rather make all of those mistakes between now and 2025 so that between 2025 and 2020, let's just say six, within that first year, you know what to do? Like, there's this one quote. It's like, you could fail for 9 years straight, and then on the 10th year, all your dreams come true. But if you weren't willing to fail for those first 9 years, your dreams never would have become true. It's like with stocks. Only 2 or 3 out of 8 stocks you buy will succeed. But if you didn't buy those 8 stocks, you wouldn't have those 2 to 3 that are going to succeed. You may work out 6 times a week, and let's say 2 of those workouts are bad and 4 of them are good. Well, if you only worked out twice a week, 3 times a week, because you knew you were going to have bad workouts, you wouldn't have as many good workouts as you could have. It's all this process. It's all winning this battle with yourself. It's all preparing. It's all building these habits. Notice how all these episodes I've been making lately all coincide with one another. My mindset is growing. My process is growing. I know what I need to do. Go back and listen to past episodes. It's a whole lot different. I don't write anything down before I record these either. I write the title down. I have this little notepad next to me with the past 3 podcast episodes that I've recorded with the titles, and that's it. And I just go and ramble because that's how I like to record these. It's kind of my thing. And on interviews, I don't prepare any questions. I just listen. You know, I said I want to have a top producing podcast. I'm back to daily uploads. I'm doing what my mentors do, which is pre-record a couple, you know, one day a week so they don't have to worry about it the rest of the week. They schedule their uploads. They promote it when they need to, even if they do promote it, because some of them are big enough to the point where they don't even have to promote it. It's just how it works, people. 2021, you today has to make 2025 you. You don't just get to become this great person. You don't just walk into this person. I can't just walk into living in Dallas by 2025. And honestly, I want to be doing it much sooner. But I want to be living that life. You don't just get to walk into it. You don't just get to become a good salesperson. You don't just get to have a good portfolio in the stock market, have a good real estate portfolio. You don't just get to have a good YouTube channel, a good TikTok account. You have to build it. Build yourself. Start putting the pieces together. Foundation first, details later. Get strong, fortify that mindset, fortify your body, fortify your skills, and get after it. Guys, I appreciate you tuning. Wow, it is really 1:40 a.m. I am tired. I'm going to bed after this. But hey, thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode of Red's Corner. My name is Aiden Reddington. And don't forget, you know, if today's information didn't apply to you, or if it did and you related to it, make sure you send it to someone who you know will also get a kick out of it as well, who maybe is looking to improve and live a better life in the future. I would appreciate that. And hey, guys, never forget this. Keep getting after it. Much love over here from me, and peace out.